From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN votes to approve UN North Korea sanctions.
The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
The UN Security Council has approved tough new sanctions against North Korea following its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Wednesday's vote comes as the Security Council details how North Korea has effectively evaded international sanctions in the last decade. This is United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
While previous multilateral efforts, including the four previous sanctions resolutions adopted by this council, have undoubtedly made it more difficult for North Korea to advance its weapons programs, the regime continues to plow ahead, as it demonstrated the last 2 months.
The report, written by a UN panel that oversees sanctions violations, acknowledges that the four rounds of increasingly stronger UN measures imposed on North Korea since 2006 have failed to persuade the Kim Jong-un government to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missiles program. U.S. Special Operations Forces have captured a suspected Islamic State operative in Iraq. Officials say Americans are interrogating the detainee, who is expected to be turned over to Iraqi officials in the coming days. Several mass executions by the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq suggest the terror group is encountering more dissent, or at least fears losing its grip on the territory it controls. In Iraq, the jihadists have released a list of names of more than 1,000 people they've executed during the past few months in the city of Mosul, posting the list on the walls of the group's religious court. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This